Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on September 15th, 2015 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. Six storytellers share their story based upon the theme, Oldest Trick in the Book. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Acton Seibel and is titled, 2008 Was a Great Year. Thank you for listening.
I was just giving Mark a hard time because my last name is actually Seibel. It's cool though. Thank you very much. My story tonight's all about 2006, if all of you remember 2006. So in 2006, I got my dream job. I graduated from college the second time, and I actually got a job in my field. Amazing. Yeah, right? And I love this job. I almost fit in, mostly. I was doing something that I loved, still love, and I really liked the people that I worked with. And so things were going all right, except for one little thing. In 2006, I also decided to transition. And just to clarify, that means I was originally born a woman, and I decided to live my life as a dude in 2006 while doing my dream job. Things were going all right, except for I decided to upend my entire life and reevaluate all of my relationships and start taking hormones and start going by Acton and live in Missoula, Montana with some really good friends who are sitting right over there in my wonderful, wonderful dream job. And it got to a certain point, you know, where maybe my voice was starting to crack, maybe I was growing hair in uncomfortable places, maybe as an adult I was going through my second puberty, which can be extremely awkward. And at some point my best friend said to me, she says, what are you gonna do about all this? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's fine, it's cool. She's like, no. How are you gonna explain the hair, the voice? And I was like, oh yeah, like, I have a thyroid problem. I have a cold. And she's like, you cannot go through the rest of your career with a cold. And she was right. I was right. She was right. I see you over there. You were totally right. I've been admitting it in front of a large group of people. Thank you. And I had to accept the fact that I might lose my dream job because in the state of Montana, sometimes you can get fired for stuff like that. So I did what any person would do. I put it off until the last possible moment. And I screwed up as much courage as I possibly could. And I went to work. And that morning, I marched up to my boss's desk, thoroughly prepared to lose my job. And just to make a little context, my boss is like 6'4", he's a big white dude, you know, like shaves his head, he's got like this big beard, he's super intimidating. He's like an ex-cop from Idaho. He's got tattoos. And he's just like really setting the scene here, right? And there's me, skinny brown kid, totally just shaking in my boots. And I marched right up to his desk. And I'm like, can I talk to you? And he's like, oh yeah, bud, what's up? And I proceed to verbally spew all over his desk. And it's like, so I've decided to live my life as a man, and I am, my name is Acton, and I need you to refer to me as he and him. And if you can't do that, then you need to tell me right now, because I will refuse to work for you. And he's like, what? And I'm like, what? And he says, no, dude, I totally just didn't hear what you were saying, because in the background, our air compressor went off. And when an air compressor goes off, that means the generator goes off to generate air to fill the tank, and it's loud, like a truck loud. And I totally just talked to the air compressor. And so I take a deep breath, and I very precisely and clearly say, I've decided to live my life as a dude. My name is Acton, and I need you to use he and him pronouns. And if you have a problem with that, I need you to tell me right now, because I can't work for you. And he's like, mortified. And I'm like thinking to myself, it's okay. It's okay. Just let it go. Just prepare to lose this job, because it's gonna be okay. And he's still mortified. Like deer in the headlights, mortified, sitting there, and I'm like, fuck. Just, let's just go. Here we go. And he looks up at me, and with the softest, sweetest voice that I think a 6'4", 280-pound ex-cop from Idaho could possibly use, he says, are you quitting? And I'm like, no, I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. I'm just saying, I just need you to do this one thing. And I just need to know that, like, if you can't do this for me, like, I can't work here. And he doesn't say anything. I'm like, dude, he's gonna throw me out the door. I just know all these terrible things are gonna happen. He's gonna pick me up and throw me out the door, and that's gonna be the end of it. And all he says is, are you happy? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm happy. And he's like, that's all I need to know. And it'll be like 10 years next year. And, you know, just to be fair, like, yeah, that's like, you know, when Mark gave us the prompt, that's, you know, that's like the oldest trick in the book, for sure. Thank you.
Acton Seibel makes lamps and other furniture from reclaimed items that he finds around town. Acton is fascinated with the art of waste and its reimagining. He has been the reigning prince at the Land of Misfit Toys for over 30 years. Check out his work over at adseibeldesign.com. That's adseibeldesign.com. And thank you to all of you who come to the events, download the podcasts, and support Tell Us Something in any way that you can. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Our title sponsor, the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community, montanabookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. Factandfictionbooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. In addition to great entertainment, the Top Hat offers a huge dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel. Custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockinrudy's.com. Podcast production by Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events. Thank you to those who download the podcast and to the storytellers, Acton Seibel, Paul Scar, Kevin Harrington, David Gonzalez, Susie Risho, Jill Beauchesne, Albin. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about the themes for the 2016 season. TellUsSomething.org.